take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. What is the greatest risk facing retirees? Is it A, inflation risk, B, longevity risk, or C, investment risk? Although inflation risk and investment risk are important to plan for, nothing compares to the risk of outliving your money, or in other words, B, longevity risk.
You mentioned the phrase elder orphan, which is a term we're hearing coming from the senior care industry. A lot of people may not be familiar with this term, though. This is a relatively new one. What are we talking about here?
So when it comes to retirement, people need to realize that you're not retiring from something. You're retiring to something.
Ah, okay.
And it's a totally different way of life. I mean, you're no longer having to punch, you know, look at that alarm clock in the morning or punch the time clock at work. Now you got to just figure out different things to do. A lot of people are looking for ways to cultivate new networks of friends, you know, maybe get out and meet some people. Some of our clients moved to down to Florida. I know I have a couple we talk with at least a couple of times a week where they're living in retirement communities, down there, golf communities. They're golfing every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're getting more active. They're looking for things to do in retirement. You know, there's a lot of different things people changes. I mean, local transportation is even one of them. Are we going to move? Are we not going to move?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that are set up. I mean, that's what we talk about being an elder often is make things. You don't want to have to be reliant on people if you don't have to.
Right.
You know, obviously, sometimes we're going to have to make them choices. I think the best person to take care of yourself in the future is yourself right now.
Exactly, because I mean, well, you're talking about folks who move to a different state. You know, they'd be maybe sitting there heading into retirement thinking, oh, my children will take care of me here in Chicago, and then they up and move to Florida, and obviously it's not quite as easy for the children to be able to help out if needed, things like that. And you know, while it may not matter as much at 65, you know as well as I do, retirements are lasting, I mean, 30, 40 years now. We're very blessed with longevity as a society, as a culture. And I mean, if we're 95 and we don't necessarily have the support of our children, we do need to very, very much make sure that we can support ourselves in every facet.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, take advantage. I mean, we had a lady that came in the office just not even 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And we had to put her husband into a nursing home. She was afraid she made a harsh decision. She didn't know she was in the right facility. I mean, take advantage of the time. You know, it's something we never want to talk about, but scout some of these facilities, especially if you know you're going to be moving.
Yeah.
You know, where is the care facilities close by you, especially to your loved ones? You know, one of the things you got to talk about, if you have a husband or a wife or a spouse in a facility, you're going to want to be there visiting them usually every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to be driving 25, 30 miles a day to visit that person.
That's
otherwise,
right.
You're not going to be seeing them.
Yeah.
So like, look at, have a game plan. Have a plan B. You know, think about where you might want to wind up. Who's going to take care of you? Do you have children close by? You know, maybe home health care agencies. You know, the number one reason people go broke today in retirement is health care.
That's right.
You know, something happens to either spouse, you know, right here in Illinois. I mean, it's brutal, especially if one spouse dies. They make you spend everything down to your last $2,000 before you can qualify for Medicaid.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So, we had a lady came in our office there a few days ago. Her mother just had a nursing home. Her father died 3 years ago.
Right.
She was not eligible to qualify for Medicaid until she got the house sold,
mm-hmm.
and she spent everything down to $2,000. So.
Mm.
These are things that people really need to look into and plan for in retirement.
Exactly. Well, and it brings back the importance of that financial red zone we mentioned earlier on in the show where we begin to prepare for retirement 5 or 10 years out. Because I would imagine, John, it has to take so much stress out of the equation if you align yourself with a financial advisor that you know is really looking out for you. And I appreciate how you and your office are fiduciaries working for the client's best interest. That's not something that every advisor can say. But even in addition to that, I mean, it really goes back to that preparing 5 or 10 years out because you just mentioned the client who had to very quickly move into a nursing home. I'm sure that was a more stressful situation than if they had sat down and prepared for this years in advance.
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing people want to be doing, even the basic things. In fact, I had a good friend of mine whose father just passed away the other night. You know, talk about what nursing or not nursing, what funeral home do you want to go to?
Right. Yeah.
Pick out the things, and him and his sisters are scrambling to do that. They were scrambling to do that yesterday. You know, where they're going to go, what they're going to pick out. Have that stuff all done in advance.
Exactly. Well, and John, I'm sorry for interrupting there, but this is actually something that you offer there at your office. I know a lot of advisors don't necessarily deal with the legal aspects, but you can help folks with their estate planning as well, which really is vital to retirement planning.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the last thing you want to do is work all your life and have the state come in and get everything tied up in probate where your kids can't sell it. They can't get at it for a number of years, especially homes and property. Mm-hmm. These are the main things to get probate tied up because they can't get at it. You know, the probate cost takes a minimum of 6 months in Illinois before you can actually liquidate the estates.
Wow.
Just understand where you're at in the ballgame, what you're looking to do. And Tom, for all of our radio listeners, we're talking about estate planning and getting their affairs in order. That's why for all of our clients to come on board, I mean, with at least $250,000, we provide them with a will.
Wow.
And a power of attorney for at least health care and finance. Wills don't avoid probate, but at least it doesn't go through the state and you make the decision on who your stuff is going to go to.
That's right.
But for anybody who comes on board with $500,000, we provide the complete trust form where they'll never go through probate. We'll make sure all the properties are protected. It avoids the court system and it gives them privacy where nobody can find out who they left their money to and how much they had.
So folks, the number to reach John Kelly and his team who serve the Chicago area is 800-477-1135. And remember, this is a courtesy service being provided at no cost. This is just to help educate and enlighten. So call on in, leave your name and best contact method because we are in the studio here. But as soon as we get out, we will give you a call back to set up a time that works with your calendar, get you going on the right track to and through retirement. Folks, number again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, so John, thank you for all of the great information. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Tom, you have a great weekend.
All right, and thanks to everybody for spending your weekend with us. We hope that you found the information helpful on today's show, and we'll look for you again next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.